can we put our faith into practice in our everyday lives, especially at a time when many see religion as a cause of conflict rather than a cause for peace? Father Tom Williams, Rector of Theology at the Pontifical Athenaeum Regina Apostolorum, sat down with me for some insight on interfaith dialogue, not between religious leaders, but beginning with the common Christian.
I think that this is ever more important. We live in such a pluralistic world, a pluralistic society now, that we are continually coming in contact with people of other faiths. And we have two options. We can either close ourselves into a sort of ghetto, a self-imposed ghetto, or we can open ourselves up to learn from them, to share with them our own faith, and to really make that coming into contact something fruitful for both of us.
Okay, but how do I do that? I'm Sue Smith, and I'm living in Oklahoma City, and I've got, you know, my own problems, my own issues every day. Why should it be important to me?
Well, because, Sue Smith, you probably have friends who are of different faiths. You run into people all the time. It's important in the first place for you to know about them, what they believe, why they believe what they believe. It helps even your friendships grow. It helps your understanding of them grow. And also, you're called as a Christian to witness to your own faith. And part of being in society is going beyond your own problems, which are very real, to also share your faith with other people, to know it in the first place and be willing to express it and talk about it with other people as well.
So, how should we Christians react when we're faced with terrible human tragedies caused by someone from another faith? Tragedies like 9/11 or other acts of terrorism?
Well, there's all sorts of historical animosity built up between people of different countries and people of different religions. And we as Christians firmly believe, it's part of a central part of our faith, that we're called to forgive and overcome those differences. In the first place, because a country or a religion was not itself responsible for those wrongs that we're looking at. It was, as you said, a group of individuals. And even as regard to that group of individuals, when they do wrong, we're called to forgive, as difficult as it is. But especially as regards the broader group, we have to be able to distinguish between those who actually perpetrated the crime and then an entire religion, entire faith tradition, or an entire culture. And I think there we need a lot of open-mindedness and also a big Christian heart. That's what we're called to be able to forgive, to be able to overlook that, and also to really, again, want to enter into a more fruitful dialogue with these different cultures.
Okay, cuts both ways, though, too, doesn't it? I should get people from other faiths to understand me and my religion and who I am as a person.
Well, I think that it's essential to Christianity, and there's a popular misunderstanding with regard to interfaith dialogue, which is that means checking your own faith at the door, at the coat check, and then walking in as if you didn't believe anything, just to listen afresh to someone talking about his or her faith. And that's false. Pope Benedict, on a number of occasions, also before he was pope, spoke about the need for a strong personal identity to enter into dialogue. For there to be a fruitful dialogue, you have to know who you are and what you believe. That's what you bring to the table. You don't leave that at the door. So when you go in and speak with someone from a different faith, you are joyfully and with great conviction speaking about your own faith. Also, you know, this isn't separated from evangelization. You also would like that person to embrace Jesus Christ. This is part of what we believe. We're a missionary church, and we believe that when we announce the good news of the gospel, that that seed will fall sometimes on good soil. There'll be those who want to embrace it, and we're also called to be missionaries through this dialogue.
Father Tom Williams is Rector of Theology at the Pontifical Athenaeum Regina Apostolorum.